Bible reading number 63, Exodus 12, verses 1 through 20. Getting ready for the Passover meal. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. This month will be the most important month for you. It will be the first month of the year for you. Speak to the whole community of Israel. Say this, on the 10th day of this month, every person must get a lamb for himself and his family, one lamb per home. If one lamb is too much meat for that home, then he and his next-door neighbor should share a lamb, taking into account how many people there are. You should calculate how many people can be fed with the lamb's meat. Your animal must be a one-year-old male that has no defects. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. Keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole gathering of the community of Israel must kill each animal just before twilight. They must take some of the blood and put it above and on both sides of their doors, on the houses where they will eat the animal. It must be roasted and served with bread which contains no yeast. They must eat the meat during that night, and they must eat it with bitter herbs. It must be all roasted, head, legs, and internal parts, not eaten raw or boiled in water. You must not allow any of it to remain until morning. If there is anything left in the morning, then you must burn it. Also, this is the way you must eat it. Have your robe tucked in your belt, and have your shoes on your feet, and have your staffs in your hands. You must eat the meal in a hurry. It is my Passover. I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night. I will strike down all the firstborn ones in the land of Egypt, human and animal. I will carry out judgments against all the gods of Egypt. I am Yahweh. The blood on the houses where you are will be a sign for you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. There will be no disaster among you to destroy you when I strike down the land of Egypt. This day will be one for you to remember. You must celebrate it as a festival to me. You must celebrate it throughout your generations. This is a permanent command. The Festival of Bread with No Yeast. For 7 days you must eat bread which has no yeast in it. By the first day, you must have surely gotten rid of any yeast in your homes. If anyone eats anything which contains yeast during those 7 days, then that person will be cut off from Israel. There will be a holy gathering for you on the first day, and another one on the seventh day. No type of ordinary work may be done on those days, except preparing food for someone to eat. That is all you are allowed to do. You must celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread, because I brought your divisions out of the land of Egypt on this very day. Therefore, you must celebrate this day throughout your generations as a permanent command. On the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening, you must eat bread which contains no yeast until the evening of the 21st day of the month. No yeast will be found in your houses for 7 days. If anyone eats anything with yeast in it, then that person must be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a foreigner or native born. You must eat nothing with yeast in it. In all your homes, you must not eat anything which contains yeast.